Okay, today's daf is Shvius daf Samach Beis. Shvius Samach Beis, and we're in Perek Ha'Gadol, which talks all about what to do with Peirush Shvius. The previous Perek was, what are Peirush Shvius? And this Perek talks about what we are allowed to do with Peirush Shvius. So the first Mishnah spoke about, one can use it for food. Can you make melugma, the medical plaster? That it depends. If it's animal food, yes. If it's people food, no. And other issues. Now we get to the Mishnah. I quoted this from the Rambam yesterday, but here's the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, top of Samach Bezim and Aleph. Shvius nitna, la achila, lishtia, velesicha. Eating, drinking, and sicha, smearing. How do you know all of these are true? Well, la achla, it says explicitly in the Torah. Achila. Look at the Ras Silio. He quotes all of the makoros here. Tuas shvius nitna la achila. Bimisachas meiser sheni. Tna nami ki agavna. From a first time of a Gemara Hassam. La achila shekasiv bo achila. Tichsiv viachalta sham. Right? You shall eat. Glishtia. Shashtia bechal achila. We know in all areas of halacha, drinking is included in eating. Right? Where it says viachalta vesavat erachta. It only means eating. Right? If you drink also. How do you know that drink is included in eating? Because when the Torah tells you, don't you can't eat in your gates, it uses the lashon of achila. Talks about wine. Tiroshcha zayayin. Vietzarecha zesicha. It talks about oil and wine. It uses the lashon of achila. So you're drinking wine. So you see, shti is included in achila. Vatora karosa achila. So achila is explicit. Drinking is included in achila. And what about sicha? So that we learn elsewhere also that sicha is kishtia. That's also a physical enjoyment. And that has the status of drinking for certain halachas. Those are the makaros that we have. Achila, shtia, and sicha. There is a diuk. There is a diuk that is made by the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther, the classic commentary on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Megillas Esther always bends over backwards to defend the Rambam against the Ramban's attacks. So the Ramban that we've mentioned before in this Masechta, the Ramban that says that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of eating Peirush Shvius. One of the mitzvahs that he says that the Rambam forgot, one of the mitzvahs asay, we know the Ramban thinks that there are 17 mitzvahs asay that the Rambam forgot. You got to work out which ones the Ramban takes out. Which one the Ramban takes out. So some of them we have the favorites that he argues, but not all, but he takes out certain. So out of the 17, mitzvah number 3. Mitzvah number 3 is the one that he says, She'amra Torah b'peir shviyas v'haisa Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla. V'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schara. Right? To eat and not to do business. To eat and not for malugma. To eat and not for hefsid. So the Ramban counts that as a separate mitzvah zaseh. V'zeh dvar Torah k'mosh amru ba'achron shal avodah zarah. Just like it said at the end of avodah zarah, it also comes up on tomorrow's daf. Nimsa poreachov b'peir shviyas. You're not allowed to repay a loan with Shemitah produce. V'torah amra la'achla v'lo l'schara. Repaying a loan is like a business transaction, and therefore you can't use the Peirush Shvius to repay a loan. But you see from there, it's why can you repay a loan? Because you're not allowed to, because there's a mitzvah you have to treat with Kedusha. So the Ramban gets from that Gemara that it is a mitzvah. V'chein b'mekomos rabim min ha-Talmud ba kolashen hazev. V'nichlaz oz ha-mitzvah b'amr yisparach v'achlu av yonei amecha shalo amar le'ev yonei amecha ta'azov otam. It doesn't say leave it for the poor. It says the poor shall eat it. The poor shall eat it. So the Ramban says, if they have to eat it, that sounds like it is a mitzvah. Kamosha amru, le'aniv la'ger ta'azov otam. Like it says by the other matnas aniyim, it says, leave it for them, but leket v'shichacha. Aval here, lashon achila, maskir bohem akasuv b'chol makom. But here, by the Peirush Shvius, it says a lashon of achila. Fine. But the Rambam doesn't have it. The Rambam doesn't have it. The Rambam doesn't count. What kind of mitzvah is this? I think we spoke about this earlier a couple of weeks ago. A machlokes mefarshim. Does the Ramban really mean that it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to eat like matzah and like truma and like the others? Like, would you make a special bracha of al achilas peirush shvius? Would you say something like that? Or is it more what we call an isser saseh? Not so much a mitzvah saseh, but just that you have to treat it with kedusha, and if you don't, it's a low saseh that's formulated with an aseh. So the Megillas Esther, in that context, he seems to hold that the Ramban thinks it's a real mitzvah, but he proves from our Mishnah, the fact that our Mishnah doesn't use one word, he proves from our Mishnah to defend the Rambam. How do you see from our Mishnah that it's not a mitzvah? Says the Megillus Esther. Binirali. Kimashalomana Ravu Lafima Shadarshu Chachamim Lachlo Lashara. First of all, he says that halacha of Lachlo Lashara. Ein pirusho shehe mitzvah b'achilasam. It doesn't mean that it is a mitzvah to eat. Rak la'achla hutar lechem. It's an allowance. You're allowed to eat. V'lo la'asos b'mschorah. You're allowed to eat, but not to do business and not to cause it hefsin. So it's an allowance. That's not a mitzvah. V'raya shein b'achilasam mitzvah. What's the first raya that he brings? That it's not a mitzvah. He says, look at the Mishnah in the 8th parak of Shvius. Mimasha nini parakas b'shvius. Look in the 2nd Mishnah. Shvius nitna l'achila v'shiva sicha. Shvius is nitna. It is given over to eat, drink, and sicha. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Shvius mitzvah ba'achila v'shisiya? Why doesn't it say that? Says the Megillas Esther. It must be that's not a mitzvah. And that's where the Rambam comes in. V'yal tish tabesh. Talmud, Yerushalmi Bazeh. And don't get confused by the next line of the Gemara. You know, let's wait for a second, because he's then going to be Medayik in the first lines of the Gemara. So let's wait with that, and then we'll see his words in a few minutes. But meanwhile, that's his first diak. That it doesn't say the word mitzvah in the first line, so it's not. Again, that's not a foolproof raya. It's, even if it's a mitzvah, this is what you're allowed to do with it, the Ramban would say. Okay, but we continue. Lochal davar shadarko lecho, you're allowed to eat. And it's a mitzvah, maybe, to eat what's normally eaten, v'lasuch davar shadarko lasuch, and to smear what's normally smeared. Others have the girsa, v'lishtos davar shadarko lishtos, and to drink what's normally drank. You don't have to have that girsa, because we just said, shti is b'chal achila, and it would be included. V'lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, you cannot smear wine or vinegar, because those are usually used for eating purposes. So even if you want to use it for, you have a wound, you want to smear some on your body, you're not allowed to do that. Aval sachas hashemen, but you can smear oil, let's say olive oil, on one's body. So some achronim say that that's not no longer bisman hazeh. Because nowadays we don't really use olive oil on our bodies. Olive oil is used for cooking. So if the normal thing is to use it for cooking, so then you can't use it. You can't smear it on. V'chein b'truma ma'aser sheni. And the same halacha applies to truma and ma'aser sheni. Those also have kedusha, as we know. And those are also only for achila, shtia, and sicha. Right? Those three usages are also for truma. Bez Hashem, we'll learn mesechas trumos. We'll learn mesechas ma'aser sheni. So those are also limited in what they're able to be used for. But the Mishnah notes, Kalmi and Shvius, but Shvius is a little more makel. Shvius has an extra usage that Truma and Meiser Sheni do not have, Shenitzna Lava Kasaner, that you could use it to light a candle. If you have Truma, Shemitah oil, you could use it to light a candle, to put a wick in it and light a candle, but you cannot do that for Truma and Meiser Sheni. We'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about that, what's the contrast. Okay, so Keita Davar Shadarko Lechol, what does it mean? You're allowed to eat something that's normally eaten. So here's the line that many Achronim discuss. What is this line, mashma? But let's see. So what does it mean, that Davar Shadarko Lechol, Ein Mechayv Enoso, Lochal, you are not obligated to eat, Lo Pasha Ifsha, if you have moldy bread. Moldy shmita bread. Do you have to force yourself to eat it? V'lo knuvas ayerek, or wilted and spoiled leaves. Let's say peeling that you did. V'lo tavshel sheneskachu tzeraso, or cooking a dish that is not spoiled. Neskachu tzeraso. All of those do not have to be eaten. That's what the pshat is of davar called davar shadar kolecho. These aren't normally eaten. These aren't normally eaten. So what is mashma from that line? I would have had a havamina that you have to force yourself to eat spoiled food. Now, what was that reflect? What does that reflect? So says the Megillas Esther, maybe you'd think that reflect is a mitzvah. So you have to force yourself to kind of do the mitzvah. Is that what it means? Right? It's mashma from there that you would have thought that you have to eat spoiled bread or wilted vegetables, says the Megillas Esther. The Al Tish Tabesh, don't make a mistake. You might say it appears from there. These you're not forced to eat. But here's another diak. Not that what I just said before. These you're not forced to eat. But others, maybe you would force you to eat. Aval mashahu misukan v'tov chayav lechol. So maybe that's the diuk. You're not forced to eat spoiled bread, but you are forced to eat non-spoiled bread. That sounds like the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah. Ze'eino. Says Megillas Esther, no. And there are many different ways of reading this line of the Gemara. What does he say? Ki masha amru be'elu she'machayven oso lechol, humishum desalketaita chamina, techayev la'achlam l'man lo yifsedu. No, the only havamin is that by other foods, there's no mitzvah to eat it. It has kedusha. Okay, so the food's hanging out in its present state. But these are on their way to become totally putrid. You might have thought that these you have to eat in order to not let them get ruined. That's the havamin. By other food, for sure, you don't have to. It's not even these. Only these you might have thought that there's a havamina. The saka that the chayav la'achlam l'manchul lo yifsedu ha'tara amr la'achlam v'lo hefzid kamash balan she'inu chayav la'achlam kamash balan. No, you don't have to. Me'achar she'inim ruyim la'achila, since they're already in that state. Ubiyosam ruyim pshita ki'inu chayav gamkin la'achlam. If they're roi, surely you don't have to. He turns the whole Gemara on its head. Shahari ein kachsha shem yifsedu me'achar she'im tovim. So that's how the Megillas Esther reads the Gemara. The Chazon Ish has his own way of reading the Gemara, the Chazon Ish, in Yud Dalad Yud. He has a lot to say about these sugyas. In Yud Dalad Yud in Shvius, he says, how do you read that line? He quotes the Megillas Esther, and he says, no, the line is, you might have thought, Ein aseh b'achilasam vilu tzorach rayos. Let me just find the line where he talks about this Gemara. Ein mechayv noso locha lo pasha ifsha. Lichora. Ein chiyuv la'olam le'achol peirah shviyas she'enam kishlamim she'im mitzvah b'achilasan. There's never a chiyuv like a mitzvah saseh like matzah, like truma, like a karban. So what is this line talking about? The Chazon Ish is bothered, right? Because again, it sounds like you don't have to eat this, but you would have to eat others. No, says the Chazon Ish, that can't be. Ela nira deratzalomer. What does this line mean? Ein mechayven oso lechashvo lema'achal adam ela rashoy lahachil lebehemto. Right? Don't think that you have to keep this when it becomes putrid. Don't think that, oh, it's still ma'achal adam and you can't give it to your animal. No, you can give it to your animal. You can give it to your animal because now it's putrid and people won't eat it. So it loses its status as ma'achal adam. Okay? That's his pshat. Rav Asher Weiss assumes that both of these are a little dachuk, putting it into the words of the Yerushalmi. And he goes through each of the readings in his sefer here on Shemitah, in Simin Yud. And then he has his own reading. He says, Vanir ani es daiti, he says, okay, I've heard him say also, he says, Yerushalmi, in a certain sense, not that he likes better, but you're able to say your own pshatim much more in Yerushalmi, because there's no Rishonim. So if Rashi and the Rashba all explain the Gemara in one way, for you to say it in a totally different way, that's you can't do that. But Yerushalmi, you know, who's talking here? Again, they're one fugdole olam, but it leaves room to have other creative pshatim. So he says, why do all these three things, why do Chazal put them together? Spoiled bread, spoiling leaves, and a tavshil, a cooked item that got spoiled. What do those three have in common? Why do Chazal put them all together? Suggests Rav Asher Weiss, fascinating. All three are not in their natural state. If you would have left them in the natural state, then they wouldn't have gotten spoiled. If you would have left wheat as kernels, they'd still be good right now. If you wouldn't have peeled the vegetable would probably still be good. The peels wouldn't be gross. And what about if you didn't cook the tavshil? So that's, why did all these together? Says Rav Asher Weiss, that's the Havamina. You might think that by using Shemitah produce in this way, you're causing it to get ruined faster. Because if it was just in its natural state, uncooked, unprocessed, so then it would last. Kamash Malan, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that, right? And if it becomes disgusting, it's okay. It became disgusting. That's not your fault. It's not your fault. You're using it in the normal way. That's what he says. Let's read. V'yesh tzara shave b'shloshes eila. There is a tzara shave in these three items. T'bekulam, lule ma'ase ha'adam ha'ya ha'ochlin mishtamer myoser. Had man not been involved, then they would have been guarded and last longer. T'garine ha'chita va'kemach. Right, if you have kernels of wheat and flour, doesn't go bad. Right, you could keep flour for weeks in the closet, but bread? No, you can't. And a whole vegetable is more lasting than its peels. Since you were the one that caused this to get ruined, so to speak, faster, so you have to eat it. So yichuyev lecho kedesh lo yebechal hefse biyadayim. So it's not called hefse biyadayim. Kamash malan. That's not called. That's okay. The kivan shenoa kederecha olam b'chones ha'ochel. Since you acted in the normal way in the preparation of the food, ein zebechal ma'ase hefse. That's not called a Maisa Hefzid. Kach nir lani azdaiti, pashtus bi'ura shel halacha zu, sherabim niskashu ba. That many people have difficulty with this, but I think that is the pshat, and he says. And he is a believer in like what the Chazon Ish said, that the Ramban is not saying that it is a mitzvah, I say, like matzah and like the others, but he thinks it is a more limited iser aseh connected to that world. This relates to, obviously, iser hefsidai de grama, right? The havamina here is that you might have a havamina that you have to eat it, according to his pshat, because you were goreim. You were goreim the state. Okay, kamash malan, you're not. General peeling vegetables and fruit in Shemitah is mutter, right? Even though, like this Havamina here, the Chazon Ish says that in that same piece, the Chazon Ish in Yud Dalet Yud, he says, even if it's peels that sometimes people eat when it's still on, like an apple, right? Apple peels, people eat an apple without peeling it. Are you allowed to peel an apple if you want to, let's say, make it into a, I don't know, an apple crisp, something? So you peel the apples. Says the Chazon Ish, yeah, that's normal. That's called normal. Nira, he writes, demutter liklof peirishvius. Af bepere she'efshar lechol lemaklipa kamo tapuchim, right? Even if it's fruit that some ladies are normally eaten with its peel, ukayotze bazeh kud amar biyushami v'truma, like it says in Trumas in Perek Yud Aleph, umenaki beyara kol shu rotze v'nira duadim b'shvius, so do shvius umiu. But note the peel has kedusha. That's kedusha. Haklipa shekalav kadosha dain b'kedusha shvius, because it's edible. Shere yesh ba ochel, because it has ochel. V'yaf belo ochel pamim shaklipa ochel. V'umeniach haklipa b'kli, so you have to leave it in the kli ad she yisapesh until it goes bad. V'yipasel meachilas adam, and it's no longer edible. V'az mutol ashlicha, then you can throw it out. V'yam dain rin lebehema, what if it's still roi for an animal? Nirish imro b'nei adam miyachten osan lebehema. If most people would give these peels to an animal, okay, then it still has kedusha. Rov b'nei adam ein miyachtem osan lebehema. Most of our peels, right, you leave them in a thing and it starts getting putrid and disgusting. Nobody's giving that to their animals. They're not giving that to their pets. Even if a pet would eat it, that's not the normal behavior that people do, and therefore, you could just throw it out. Paka kedushasa. Once people, right, this has to do with what we discussed the past couple of days. Your machshava plays a role in determining the status. Remember, if you collected for Eitzim, no Kedusha Shvius. Here, if you and the average person would throw this out, they wouldn't give it to their animals, no more Kedusha. Ukimo da'ama rov Eitzim lahasaka, af shiru'u yin labishul, ulischame bahem. Mio yesh la'aylein, and then he says, what do you go by? Do you go by this person? Do you go by this neighborhood? Yesh la'ayin. Italui b'makom shehinim sa'im. Do you go by what most people do in that locale? I azlina basaruba da'alma. Do you go by the world? What most people in the world do? O adavar masur l'chachamim. Kifi hatashmish hano'os lahem. V'yefshe shatamish hatashmish hano'os hu litzan on the behema v'adayin kachi. Or do you go by what the chachamim would establish, even if that's not what most people do? Okay. Beautiful. So, we only did a couple of lines. Let's continue. So, remember the Mishnah said, you're allowed to use for eating what normal people normally eat, and we have these important lines about Pasha Ifsha. V'cheinu shebikesh lo chal tardin, and also, if somebody wants to, there's a chumrah also. When the Mishnah says, you need to use peiros shvius for what's normally eaten, that's a kula and a chumrah. Number one, a kula that we just said, if it's disgusting, you don't have to eat it. But there's a chumrah. What's the chumrah? V'chein hu shebikesh lo chal tardin chaya. What if somebody wants to eat raw beets? Alakos chita chaya. So they're in the field, they want to eat a raw stalk of wheat. Ein shomalot, he's not allowed to do that. Because that's also not called normal. That's not called eating. Right, and therefore, right, you make a shahakol on that for Hilchas Brachas. Or a Hadamah. Hadamah, I'm sorry. You make a Hadamah on that. You wouldn't make a Mizonos, which is the ultimate state that it's in. Right, so therefore you see it's not normal eating, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do that. Ketzah, that's the first line of the Mishnah. Ketzah, lishtos, davar shadarka, lishtos. What about shtia? Ein mechayven, also lishtos, anigron, velo, iksagorin. You're not forced to eat, drink these mixtures that also, again, are putrid and disgusting. A nigron is some type of beet juice. You soak beets in water, and it's not. I don't think it's what was made by our grandmothers. Borscht. I don't think this is the borscht, but again, that was drinkable. Velo iksagorin, another type of vegetable water. Velo yayin bishmarav. the Ras Yolios Girsa, and not wine with its dregs, right? The wine at the bottom of the barrel with the dregs, so that has the stuff in it, so that's not called normally drank, and therefore you don't have to force yourself to drink it. Good. Hachoshesh b'shinav, other normal usages. If somebody has a toothache, lo yehem agamei achometzu poled, you can't gargle with vinegar and then spit it out. Because that's not called a shavah l'chol nefesh usage. You could gargle avamagamahu umevaleya. If you want to gargle, that's fine, but swallow it. Swallow it. Where we have this in Hilchos Shabbos also. Swallow it so it's not nikar that it is for medicinal purposes. Umedabo kol tzarcho v'nechoshesh. You could also dip. Vinegar is called a normal dip. So you could dip it in the vinegar, v'nechoshesh, and you don't have to be choshesh, worried about anything. Good. Hachoshesh bigrono, we had the base. If somebody has a throat, a sore throat, lo ya'ar arenu b'shemen. Again, you shouldn't gargle with oil to feel good on your throat. Aval nosinu shemen, harbi l'tochani gorin uvagoma. But you could just add a lot of extra oil into the dish that you're drinking and drink it. You can't spit it out, but drink it. But again, it can't be, you're not just drinking oil, right? The Gemara in Bracha says that that's not called drinking, right? That's the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the fourth parak, that the Gemara asks, what bracha do you make on oil? So the Gemara says, what bracha do you make on oil? What's the case? If you're drinking oil, that's mazik. That's mazik. And therefore what? Interesting machlokas. If it's mazik, so Rashi there says, there's no bracha on a davar hamazik. Rashi says there, brachas lamed hamabes, azuke az mazik lugufe, the einzu achila sheteuna bracha. Degabe bracha, v'achalta ksiv. This isn't an achila that needs a bracha. It says, v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. Interesting, we're using that makar from Birchas HaMazon for Birchas HaNehenin, which is a Durabanan. But it's just using it for the definition of achila. So if you're doing it just drinking oil straight, so you don't need a bracha. So Gemara ends up by saying it must be a mixture where oil is the main ingredient. What bracha would you make? The Rambam, interestingly though, on that mazik, Rambam says, if it's mazik, what do you mean? You're going to make a shahakol. The Rambam says you make a shahakol on a davar hamazik. Not no bracha. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. What exactly is the Gemara saying? Parachas halacha beis in Hilchos brachas. A lot of lumdis there for the Rambam about the bracha of shahakol. But we continue. So if you want to, if you have a sore throat, so you can't gargle it because that's not called the normal usage, but you could gargle and then swallow. Next, you cannot smear your body with wine or vinegar. That's not called the normal usage of wine and vinegar, but oil you can. If somebody has a head ache, or he has chatatin, some type of scabs or boils, some type of skin ailment, sach shemen, you could put shemen, you could put oil, smear shemen on it, but you cannot put wine or vinegar. That's not called normal usage, right? The Pnei Moshe Shalafamim Osin Zos LeRefua Ubishal Shvius Aser Shein Darkon LeSicha VeNikar Shehu LeRefua. The Chazon Ish again in that same piece Yud Dalad Yud talks about this line where it says if you have the scabs, you're allowed to be sach with shemen, right? He said the Chazon Ish notes that if you look in Meseches Yuma Ayin Zayin, it says on Yom Kippur if you have chatatan berosho sach kidarko veinachoshesh. Doesn't say the word kedarko here. It says you have to suck kedarko, smear your whole body. Hasam, why is there a difference? Says the Chazon Ish, there it's an issue of inui. Inui, to be in a state of affliction on Yom Kippur, v'sicha she'ikar l'refu'a lo chayel l'shem tainug. And sicha, smearing, that is medicinal, that's not called tainug, which would put you out of the state of inui. Aval b'shvius, sicha kedarko b'inon. But by shvius, it has to be used in the normal way. There's different requirements. There's violation of inui, and then there's regular usage. So that's why there are different standards. Aval b'shvius, sicha kedarko b'inon, varisach kedarko, and this is normal kedarko. The inui on Yom Kippur, we had a Shabbat Shuvah drasha about this a number of years ago. The purposes of the inui, is it stam to make you uncomfortable? The answer is maybe yes. Maybe it's about recognizing we can't be so comfortable in life, and that Yom Kippur is about the physical agitation and uncomfortable brings to existential agitation and yearning for comfort and closeness with the only anchor in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe we're supposed to feel a little agitated and unsettled. But the other idea that's mentioned on a more positive note, and that is, no, the Inui is because we're supposed to be like Malachim. Not that it's supposed to, it's kind of the opposite. Not that we're supposed to be uncomfortable. After all, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Hashem doesn't want us to be uncomfortable. He dafka gives us a mitzvah daraisa, the only day, weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. So it's a day of being like Malachim. Right? And that's why, you know, it's not just, not just eating, but it's not being connected to anything in this world to be able to be like, to be like a Malachim, right? That's why there's, or Sternbach writes, that's the, he's the one that explains to mitzvah to eat the day before. Good. So that's a little bit about Inui, which was brought up here by the Chazon Ish. We continue. A mefat min shemen shel shviyas, if somebody has stalks of that he wants to put into oil. Oil, if you put certain types of herbs, herbal stalks, then it makes the makes it smell like perfume. So you're not allowed to put the soak the herbs in there. Why? Because you're ruining the Shemitah oil. How are you ruining the Shemitah oil? Different mefarshim. Either the part that's absorbed in the stalks, it will never get out, so you're not using that. That's wasteful. Or the oil that's left is not drinkable anymore. And first you had drinkable oil to use for food, and now you can't. So, ein mefatim in shemen shel shviyas, aval lokeach hu shemen arev. Switch the girsa. Lesicha mikol makom. You're allowed to, the Rasiolios girsa. You're allowed to buy oil, though, from perfumed oil from anybody. Ve'ena choshesh. Meaning, you could buy from anybody, even though you're not allowed to make it into perfumed oil. But you can buy it from people. You don't have to assume that that's being machzik yidei ovrei avera. So who? What does that mean from anybody? Reb imi savar meimar afilu min achashud. Even from somebody who's chashud, from somebody who's suspect of making the perfumed oil, you can buy from them. Why? Because it's very uncommon. So even from a chashud. And Amar Reb Yosi says, no, you can't go that far. Lo amru ela b'she'enu yodeya im chashud imeinu chashud. You can only buy from somebody who you don't know if he's a chashud or not. Hadavar barishu chashud, but if it's for sure that he's a chashud to make this perfume out of the Shemitah oil, then usher, then you are for sure not allowed to buy it from him. Good. That's in terms of being mefatim Shemitah oil, usher. Ma'o lefatim yayin shel shviyas. What about spicing up Shemitah wine? Why is there a difference? Because regarding why we spoke before about Meiser Sheni and Truma, the Mishnayis later on in Trumas and in Meiser Sheni say that you are allowed to be mefatim, you're allowed to perfume up the wine of Meiser Sheni and Truma. That's not called a ruining, because maybe you according to the trend that we just said before, maybe you leave the stalks in the wine, maybe the wine doesn't become non-drinkable after you spice it up. So what about Shemitah? Does Shemitah have that kula that Meiser Sheni and Truma has? So the Gemara says, sure. Nishmeni menado. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that Shvius is more meiko. Kal mi'an Shvius sheni nila b'kazaner. So you see, our Mishnah says Shemitah is more kal. Hadam Rashu Mutter, so it must be that Shemitah also is Mutter to be Mefatim the wine. Why? Because if Truma and Meiser had the Kula and Shemitah did not, then why did the Mishnah go back and forth? There's a Kula about Shemitah, there's a Kula about Truma and Meiser Sheni. The fact that it didn't say that, it must be Shemitah's more Mako across the board. And if this is a Kula by Truma and Meiser Sheni, it must be a Kula by Shemitah too. Sagmara says Vatani Aser, but we learned in Ebraisa that it's Aser by Shemitah. So the Gemara says, really, it's a machlokas tanoim. Amar Abelazar, Rabbi Yehuda he, Rabbi Yehuda matim neshu mashbicho. Rabbi Yehuda is more meiko in these regards. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of the 11th parak of Trumos. There, the Mishnah quotes a machlokas, are you allowed to cook Truma wine? So the Tanakhama says, you're not allowed to cook Truma wine because you're being mamit. You're minimizing. What does that mean, minimizing? Either because the volume, when you cook wine or any liquid, the volume gets smaller, or because some people don't like cooked wine. And you're being mamit, you're minimizing the number of potential drinkers. So that's the Tanakhama. Rebbe Yehuda matir, bebnei shu mashbicha. Rebbe Yehuda says it's mutter, because you're making the wine better. And if you make it better, so according to each shot, even if it's a little smaller, it's better. Or even if it has less drinkers, it's better for those who do drink it. So therefore, so just like Rabbi Yehuda there, that's the line that the Gemara quotes here, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to cook the wine, even though it gets a little smaller, because mashbicho, so he would allow you to be mefatim yayin shel shviyas also. Good, one more line. Kalmeyem b'shviyas shenit nalala kazaner. So our Mishnah said, shviyas has a kula that you could use it for candles. 1 second, says the Gemara, v'chumalo nalala kazaner. The Mishnah says that Shemitah oil could be used for lighting a candle, but not Truma and Meiser Sheni, but that's not true. You can use Truma oil to light a candle. right? But Truma lo nitna lakas aner. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Truma temeya nitna lakas aner. Tame truma you're allowed to use to light a candle. What's called shemen srefa. Right, truma burn, and we say you could even get hanah as you burn it, the kohen. So truma temeya, shvias afilo tahara nitna lakas aner. Shvias, even perfectly tahar shmita oil can be used for halakas aner, so it's still more makel than truma and maaser sheni. What about maaser sheni for havlaka? Right, the Gemara here talks about havlaka for truma and for shmita. What about maaser sheni? So the Torah tells us in Kisavo, it's asur to be madlik with maaser sheni tame. That's a pasuk. Oviyarti mimenu betame. Right, that's only about maaser sheni. So you cannot light maaser sheni tame oil. But what about maaser sheni tahar oil? That's a machlokas rishonim. The Rash assumes that it's mutter. It's mutter, which makes it the opposite of truma. Truma, you can only burn when it's tame and not when it's tahar. And maaser sheni, you can only burn when it's tahar and not when it's tame. Or the Rashi, there's a Rashi in Yevamos that seems to say no, that the Torah is saying even tame oil. Even tame maaser sheni oil you can't use, and surely tahar oil as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here before Chizkiya as we get into the next section.